The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed in the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good afternoon and welcome to Frankly Speaking About Cancer with the Cancer Support Community. Your host is Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Cancer Support Community. This hour is designed to inspire, inform, and to help you live better with cancer. Now, here's your host, Kim Tibaldo.
Welcome to Frankly Speaking About Cancer, an internet radio show that focuses on informing and inspiring people to live well with cancer. I'm your guest host today. I'm Linda House, the president of the Cancer Support Community, filling in for Kim Thibodeau, who is off. The Wellness Community and Gilda's Clubs have united to become the Cancer Support Community, one of the largest providers of cancer support in the United States and around the world. Our services are offered at over 170 locations worldwide and online at www.cancersupportcommunity.org, and I would be remiss in not telling you about our telephone helpline, and that number, which I will repeat later, is 888-793-9355. And today we have a really interesting topic and really interesting guests. Hosted every year in May is the Amgen Tour of California and the Breakaway from Cancer Initiative, where they combine a week-long sporting event and an opportunity to raise awareness of the free resources available to people affected by cancer from prevention through survivorship. It really is an opportunity to partner with AEG and Amgen on this initiative. Breakaway from Cancer was founded by Amgen in 2005 in collaboration with the Cancer Support Community and three of our nonprofit cancer partners, the Prevent Cancer Foundation, the Patient Advocate Foundation, and the National Coalition for Cancer Survivorship. Together, the partners work to educate and share resources for support and advocacy for people impacted by any type of cancer, because we know that one person can't bear cancer alone. It really takes a team. Today with us, I'm so excited to have Richard Paulson, Vice President of Marketing for the Oncology Business Unit at Amgen. Richard, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, Linda. It's a pleasure to be here.
You know, I am just wondering if you can give us a quick overview of the Tour of California and Breakaway and Amgen's involvement in both of those.
Sure. I mean, I think as you touched on, Linda, you know, at Amgen, we're very aligned with what you're discussing with your audience, in that, you know, one person alone can't beat cancer. It really does take a team. And at Amgen, we believe we're really leading the race to dramatically improve people's lives through Breakaway from Cancer. You know, and as a biotech company, we've been the title sponsor of the Amgen Tour of California since 2006, as you mentioned. And I think when you look at the tour, it really does do a great job of creating a platform to educate the public about Amgen and about biotechnology, but also it aligns with our commitment to really support healthy lifestyles and improve health outcomes. So at Amgen, you know, as many people know, we're very passionate about serving patients, and our sponsorship of this race is a great opportunity to connect with patients through programs that really run in tandem with the Tour of California. As we race, you know, more than 700 miles through the state, we want to raise awareness of some of the world's most serious illnesses, from cancer, cardiovascular disease, which are two of the leading causes of death globally. And the Tour of California has really given a key platform for us to extend the reach of Breakaway from Cancer. And as you talked about, it really is a nationwide effort to increase the awareness of the important resources that are available to people affected by cancer, from prevention through survivorship. So as we've done in the past, you know, cancer survivors and their loved ones along the race route are the true focus of the Breakaway from Cancer efforts during the Amgen Tour of California. And we actually have selected breakaway champions at breakaway miles in breakaway cities, in three cities across the state, where we want to recognize survivors and recognize their families and have a great opportunity to walk together, to celebrate, and to recognize survivorship as we go across the state.
And this is a very special year for the Tour of California and Breakaway. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. This is our 10th anniversary. This year we have probably around 140 to 150 of the world's most talented and decorated cyclists, which are racing May 10th to 17th. Now, they're covering an eight-day route, more than 700 miles. And we're actually going to have three breakaway mile walks to honor, you know, the millions of cancer survivors worldwide. As we talked about, those will be in Lodi, Pismo Beach, and Pasadena. And in each of these breakaway miles, we are going to have a local breakaway from cancer champion. And the champions are really people who are recognized as doing a fantastic job in creating a difference in their community and inspiring others through their character and the fight against cancer, the courage, the sacrifice, the inspiration, the determination, and the perseverance they've shown and helped others in the fight against cancer. And this year is our 10th anniversary. We're actually going to be recognizing and honoring 10 Amgen Breakaway from Cancer champions, which have been selected from a nationwide search for survivors, patients, caregivers, and advocates who have made a real positive impact in the community. And actually this year, these extraordinary individuals will be joining a breast cancer survivor and our honorary Breakaway from Cancer champion, Joan London, May 17th in Pasadena.
That's great. That's a wonderful overview. And I'm gonna, if it's okay with you, just dive into some of the details that you've mentioned in your overview. You know, so first of all, one thing that our listeners might be interested in is the work that you're doing with the cardiovascular groups too. You mentioned in your overview that you're trying to provide resources and make sure that people are aware of resources available to them, not only in cancer, but also in cardiovascular disease. And I think this is going to be your second year, if I'm correct, in having information on cardiovascular disease?
It is, yeah. I think across, you know, as I mentioned, cardiovascular disease and cancer still, unfortunately, are the two leading causes of death worldwide. And for Amgen, we want to really ensure we help patients in both those areas with information, with education, with resources. So at all the different, you know, host cities where we're having our lifestyle events and fairs, we're going to be having tents set up. And in those tents will be our partners and a lot of education for patients, for caregivers, and for families, you know, in cardiovascular care and also in cancer care.
Great. And I think that we should probably just let our listeners know right out of the gate where they can find information on the Breakaway Initiative, and then most importantly, because we are on top of the dates of the tour for 2015, where they can come and join us. And I believe that all of that information is on www.breakawayfromcancer.com. Is that correct?
Exactly. www.breakawayfromcancer.com. That's where you can go and find everything you need with regards to our sites during the race. That's where you can also find a lot of additional support and resources for people who are fighting cancer. And as we go through the tour, one of the things we want to do is we're trying to create and build the world's largest cancer support team. So we're encouraging everybody when you're on Twitter to hashtag Breakaway to show your support for those affected by cancer. You can also go to our Breakaway from Cancer Facebook page, like it, and leave a comment or show your support. And at the cities where we're having our host events, and so the eight cities across the state, when people are at the fair, they can actually go into the Breakaway from Cancer tent, take a picture, and can repost it with hashtag Breakaway to really show their support as we build the world's largest cancer support team.
That's fantastic. And we should talk about Breakaway as an initiative, because Breakaway is really something that happens all year long. We really sort of kick it off or infuse it with new energy every year at the race, and it is such a great event, as well as participating in some of these walks, as I've been had the fortunate opportunity to do. But Breakaway really is something that you guys carry on and you invest in and promote all year around.
We do. I mean, Amgen is passionate about helping those with cancer, and Amgen actually discovers, develops, and delivers biotechnology medicines that have a you know, a deep impact for patients, and we have a deeply held mission to serve patients who are battling serious illness. And our partners, you know, the Prevents Cancer Foundation is a national nonprofit organization which focuses on educating the public about how to prevent cancer and the importance of screening and early detection. We unite that with the wellness community and Gilda's Club worldwide. Obviously, you, the cancer support community, who everyone knows very well, focused on support, education, and providing hope to people affected by cancer. You know, the Patient Advocate Foundation, which is a national nonprofit organization working to safeguard patients through effective mediation and providing access to care, maintenance of employment, and preservation of financial stability relative to the diagnosis of life-threatening or debilitating disease. And then the oldest survivor-led organization in the country, the National Coalition for Cancer Survivorship, a nonprofit group advocating quality cancer care for all Americans and providing tools to empower people affected by cancer and advocating for themselves. So Amgen, partnering with our four partners, we feel, you know, very passionate and very involved to really help people fighting cancer and ensuring that, you know, patients, caregivers, and loved ones all have the right kind of resources to fight cancer.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you could maybe talk a little bit about the name. So for those listening on the phone that aren't necessarily familiar with cycling terms, maybe you could explain a little bit about using the name and the analogy of breaking away with breakaway from cancer.
Sure. I mean, for those that are kind of getting up to speed on cycling, when you watch cycling, there's a huge group which are usually cycling together, and that's called the peloton. And everyone is cycling and supporting each other because they ride for a whole day. And to go out and ride like that, you need to have the support of the team. And so within the peloton, usually there's a team, and riders may have teams of 6, 8, 10 who are riding together and trying to support someone who will be a real expert in whatever kind of race might be happening that day, and someone who's actually trying to win the overall race across the 8 days. And so what they do is they'll take a breakaway where they'll go and they really try to pull away from the rest of the team to win the race. And they have support riders along there, which will do jockeying back and forth in different breakaways from the peloton to see if other riders follow them. And then that's the real excitement of following racing, is to see what happens in the strategy and through all of it, where it aligns very well back with cancer care. Again, a single rider can't win by themselves. A single rider needs a whole team to be effective, and a team to help them in different aspects during their entire race. And it's a team, we know, which is necessary to help people fight cancer. And so for us, that's why we think it aligns so well with our mission to help patients, you know, who are fighting serious illness.
Mm-hmm. And Richard, if you don't mind, would you just spend a little time, I know that you talked about the breakaway partners, would you spend a little time and just share with our listeners, if somebody does go to breakawayfromcancer.com, you know, what will they find there, or what other type of resources do you or the partners typically provide throughout the entire year for patients and families, I should say?
I think when you go to breakawayfromcancer.com, you know, you will see information that really talks and provides support around prevention and finding resources around that, around fighting cancer. Again, resources and support around that. Financial assistance and helping people go and navigate the challenges regarding financial support, and as well as survivorship. So when you go to the website, breakawayfromcancer.com, it'll allow you to go and navigate and connect with our different partners and to find resources and support, which are, you know, invaluable as people go and challenge the support. We help them with the right kind of resources that they need as they're going through and battling cancer.
Great. Thank you. And one of the things that I wanted to just mention or at least talk about is that I know that, you know, in addition to the tour of California, that there is also a big event in Maine where people will also have a chance to come by, visit the booth, get our resources, and that is all online. I know that you guys do some partnerships with other athletic venues. I remember a conversation that I had just this year, a few weeks ago, with a basketball team in New York, and I really applaud you for doing the outreach through a number of those different venues. So on behalf of all of the partners and the patients that we serve, thank you so much for doing that.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, that's been a lot of fun in different areas around the country. You know, we had an event with the Brooklyn Nets. We've had an event with the Pittsburgh Penguins. And together with those centers and also with AEG, who is our partner in the tour, we've been able to hold local events where together with the sporting groups in each one of those cities, they've actually been able to reach out to the local cancer community and been able to really provide, I think, amazing events for people who are fighting cancer and their families to get out and enjoy you know, a more relaxed event in a sporting venue and get a chance to meet some of their local heroes on the teams. And that's been incredibly positive for them as they've gone out and recognized that to take a minute and to step away from your cancer battle and to help re-energize yourself as you go through that battle, I think is something which Amgen is pleased to be able to provide in partnership with our partners.
So, you know, I think maybe we should take just a minute and remind our listeners, I know that you've gone through the names very eloquently, but just to remind our listeners of who the partners are. So it's, in addition to us, the cancer support community, you mentioned the Prevent Cancer Foundation. I'm going to give that website for our listeners. Their website is www.preventcancer.org. We also partner with the Patient Advocate Foundation, and their website is www.patientadvocate.org. And we also partner with the National Coalition for Cancer Survivorship, and their website is www.canceradvocacy.org. And I know that people can either come to any of our websites directly, or they can go through the Breakaway website to receive those resources. And Richard, I do think it's important that we remind our listeners that all of these organizations provide services absolutely free of charge to both patients and their loved ones.
Yeah, and I think through all the organizations, the support that they give and the connection they make with patients, with their loved ones, is absolutely amazing. And I know as I've had the opportunity to meet many patients, many families, many loved ones of cancer patients across the country. You know, they speak to each one of these groups as being invaluable to the kind of resources and support they can give, not only through, you know, the technical side, but also just to be there and to listen and to support and have someone else you can talk with as you're navigating through this challenge of fighting cancer.
Yes, thank you so much for being here with us, Richard. We're going to take just a quick break. We will be back just right after this commercial break, and I want to dig a little bit deeper into this particular initiative with you. Thank you for our listeners for joining us. Please come back in just a minute.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Cancer Support Community is proud to be a partner of Magnolia Meals at Home, a new pilot program that aims to help patients by providing nourishing meals to households affected by breast cancer so loved ones can spend more quality time together. This program is currently available in and around two pilot cities, Andover, Massachusetts, and Woodcliffe Lake, New Jersey. Participants will receive one delivery of meals every month for up to 6 months when enrolled in the program. Each delivery includes up to 7 meals designed to help meet the nutritional needs of people living with breast cancer and 10 meals for family members. This novel program is brought to you by the AZI Women's Oncology Program, Magnolia. Cancer Care, the Cancer Support Community, and Meals on Wheels Association of America. To find out if you or loved ones are eligible, visit online at www.magnoliameals.com. Or call 617-733-5848.
Hi, I'm Nick Nicolaides, President and CEO of Morphotech, and we're delighted to be a sponsor of Cancer Support Community's Frankly Speaking About Cancer series. Morphotech and its parent company, AZI, are committed to human healthcare, and we recognize that patients and their families are the most important participants in the healthcare process. We salute our global advocacy partners who are devoted to improving the lives of people touched by cancer every day.
People living with breast cancer often find it difficult to ask for help, and many of the people in their lives want to help, but don't know how. During National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, Cancer Support Community is proud to support Meal Train, sponsored by Magnolia, which utilizes MealTrain.com, a free shared online calendar to streamline the process of giving and receiving meals for families coping with breast cancer. Help us reach our goal of 1,000 new breast cancer-specific meal trains this October. To learn more, visit MealTrain.com/MMT and enter the code MAGNOLIAB. Or visit us at cancersupportcommunity.org.
Effective cancer treatment requires more than just medication or surgery. For the country's 12 million cancer survivors and their loved ones, the social and emotional challenges of adapting to life with cancer are ongoing. How to handle coworkers' questions, how to get comfortable with new physical realities, how to reassure worried family members, or explain to friends your priorities have changed. The Cancer Support Community is ready to help by providing free counseling, education, and hope for survivors and their caregivers. Whether online or at over 100 locations around the world, the Cancer Support Community is ready to offer the support you need to live a better life with cancer. For more information on support groups, publications, nutrition, exercise programs, and more, call 1-888-793-9355. Or visit us online at www.cancersupportcommunity.org. That's cancersupportcommunity.org. The Cancer Support Community, a global network of education and hope.
Get the news on our shows and other happenings by following us on Twitter. Find us at VoiceAmericaTRN or twitter.com/VoiceAmericaTRN.
You're listening to Frankly Speaking About Cancer with the Cancer Support Community, an inspirational program offering the resources you need to live a better life with cancer. Now here's your host, Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Cancer Support Community.
Welcome back to Frankly Speaking About Cancer. Today's show is sponsored by Amgen, and I am your guest host today, Linda House, joined with Richard Paulson from Amgen, who we just heard from prior to the break. And I am happy to introduce to you now actress Katherine Kelly Lang, who is also one of the Breakaway from Cancer ambassadors. So, Richard, thank you for the amazing information that you provided to us just before the break, and welcome to you, Katherine.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
Well, thanks for coming. And we're really talking about two different things today. We're talking about the tour, which when this particular show airs, will be right in the middle of the tour. It'll air on the Tuesday of the tour. But most importantly, we're talking about Breakaway from Cancer and the fact that this is an initiative that is a year-round initiative to support people and their families who are touched by cancer. So I would like to start off by asking you a couple of questions, Katherine. So we know you from The Bold and the Beautiful. And I'd love for you to share with our listeners how you became involved with cancer advocacy and in particular Breakaway from Cancer.
Well, yes, I'm an actress on The Bold and Beautiful now for 28 years, so it's been a great job, a great run, very much fun. And I love social media, so I'm always out there on social media. I'm talking to the people, and I'm helping, you know, different causes. I like to inspire women and men or people of all kinds, and this was a way for me to help give back becoming involved with Breakaway from Cancer. First of all, my family, I grew up in Los Angeles, and my family, my father passed away from colon cancer, his mother passed away from colon cancer, and his father passed away from colon cancer. So I have cancer issues in my family, and also my mom's. On my mom's side, her mother died of lung cancer. So I've grown up with it. I've seen what's happened with cancer in the family and how it can really, you know, not be a pleasant thing to live with. And it was very difficult back then. This was many years ago, actually, when my father passed away. This was like 40 years ago. But back then, there was really nowhere to turn. People didn't know what to do. It's a very scary thing. In fact, they tried to kind of keep it from us and keep it quiet and not make it such a big a family problem. They tried to keep it away from the kids. But meanwhile, that even made it more scary. So This is Break Away from Cancer is an organization that Amgen created in 2005, and it's really to help people who are diagnosed with cancer or their loved ones, help them through the process, because it can be very scary and very unsure, and not people just don't know what to do. So this organization walks them through, and there's Prevent Cancer Foundation, there's Cancer Support Community, Patient Advocacy Foundation, and National Coalition of Cancer Survivorship. So they're very important, and they just cover everything from prevention all the way through survivorship. And it's just wonderful to know that there's an organization there that helps. So I'm very excited and happy to be one of the ambassadors to help this great cause.
And so tell me, what is your role as an ambassador? What are the things that you get to do and enjoy doing?
Oh, well, I love going to the Tour of California, of course, the one big professional bike race that we have in America, the biggest. And I go and I do the Breakaway from Cancer Mile, which is walking for the cancer survivorships. And a lot of people, they come out and they walk with us, and it's people who had cancer and who have survived, but it's also their supporters and their families and people who just want to help make a difference. So I do that every year. And everybody should come out. And we start in Sacramento, and then we go all the way down to Lodi, and to, is it Pismo Beach, and then to Pasadena, and Big Bear. So it's great fun. And anybody who wants to find out more information should go to breakawayfromcancer.com, and they can find out information about the tour, Amgen Tour of California, and also Breakaway from Cancer. Mm-hmm.
Now, how are ways that you stay involved with the initiative throughout the year? We were just talking about how we love the kickoff of the Tour of California, and it's such a great energy around it and really raises a lot of awareness. But we wanted to make sure that everybody knows that it's a year-round opportunity for them to gain resources. How are ways that you stay involved throughout the year?
I actually have a few businesses. I have a caftan business, Catherine Kelly Lane Caftans, and also a Prosecco business. And through the caftan business, we make these caftans for Breakaway from Cancer with the logo hidden inside the design. It's really very pretty. And those proceeds go to Breakaway from Cancer. And also we make a bracelet that has a Breakaway from Cancer charm and a few different other charms and a couple of different bracelets. And those proceeds also go to Breakaway from Cancer. So I sell that through the website. We also sell that at the tour and different places, and that helps bring awareness. I speak about it a lot. I am on social media speaking about Breakaway from Cancer, and also do a lot of radio for it and some blogging and some TV ads. So I just try to keep it going and keep speaking about it and make a presence with Breakaway from Cancer as much as I can.
Well, you certainly do a really nice job of that. I think I see tweets from you come out as often as I see tweets from all of us.
Oh, really? Oh, my gosh, that makes me feel good, because sometimes I feel, I do it all myself, so I feel like I hope I keep up with everything, and don't miss anything, because there's a lot of followers that I try to keep up with and try to put things out there. So I'm glad that Breakaway from Cancer is getting a good shout out.
Yep, it certainly is, and thank you for that support.
Of course.
So tell us about you. So we know that you are an avid triathlon competitor, and so tell us about your love of sports and your love of cycling, and how did you get into that?
Well, I used to do endurance riding with my horses, 50-mile, 100-mile races, and this kind of turned into that. I did that for about 20 years, and then a couple years ago I did a sprint triathlon in Malibu and fell in love with it. We did it with the show, The Bold and the Beautiful. We had a team, and I really enjoyed it, so I thought, let me train harder and more and try to do longer distance, and quickly I got up to doing a half Ironman. So last year I did the Abu Dhabi International Triathlon and then two half Ironmen. And this year I'm training for another few half Ironmen and possibly a full Ironman. So I love to challenge myself. I love to have physical goals. I'm very athletic. I've been doing athletics my whole life. And it's just something I enjoy doing. Also, I'm on the board for Women for Tri, so it's the advisory board for Ironman. That's also to try to bring more women into the sport and get them involved. And there's about 30% women as opposed to the men in that sport. So we're just trying to bring more awareness to that as well. But, you know, that also leads into the breakaway from cancer, because I'm a proponent for, you know, being healthy and being strong and taking care of yourself and having a nice long life, and which is also goes along with the Prevent Cancer Foundation and trying to just prevent it before it even happens.
Mm-hmm. Well, and your passion for sports certainly lends itself to the outlet of the Amgen Tour of California and the work that you're doing there.
Yes. Well, I love cycling, of course, and that's also one of the things you have to do in the triathlons, and done up to 80-mile rides. I really give credit to these guys on the tour, because it is hard. It is. I don't know how they do that day in and day out and train all year long, and they're just tough, you know, and it's really exciting, and it's a fun race, and it's going to be a great course this year.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Richard and I were just talking about the name Breakaway and how that really does fit the journey of cancer and just the need for a support team to be there for you to allow you to move and advance forward in your particular journey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, nobody can fight cancer alone. You know, they need a support team, and it's the same as in the professional bike races. You know, you need a team, and that's what helps you get you through and hopefully come through with flying colors in the end.
So, Richard, I'm going to come back to you and bring you into this conversation. So can you talk a little bit about Catherine and the other ambassadors and the dimension that they add to this particular initiative?
Sure. I mean, I think Catherine is absolutely a great ambassador for us. And I get tired even listening to Catherine's schedule. All that training and racing she's doing, that's amazing.
Thank you.
Trying to keep up with her, but not succeeding. And hopefully looking forward to getting out with her at the tour and doing some riding as well. But, you know, we have Catherine, who's an absolutely amazing ambassador for us. We have Patrick Dempsey, who also... as you mentioned earlier, is an amazing spokesperson and partner with us, and done an amazing job in building the Patrick Dempsey Center for Cancer Hope and Healing in Maine. And also Joan London, who this year, as I mentioned, for our 10th anniversary, is going to be really the champion of our Breakaway from Cancer champions from a nationwide perspective, and helping to recognize those. So, you know, all of our champions are champions in their own right for many different reasons. What unites all of them with Amgen is together, everyone is absolutely passionate about helping people fight cancer and working to ensure we put the right kind of resources and support as patients fight cancer.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you mentioned the champions, the breakaway champions. I'd love it if you would tell us a little bit about the champions. How are they nominated? How are they selected? What happens to them, you know, during the Tour of California and beyond?
I can't tell you how they're selected, because then we're going to be giving away some of the secret sauce.
Okay.
but they're nominated from around the country. You know, they're nominated out of their communities. They're nominated from around the country, really by focusing on survivors, patients, caregivers, and advocates who've all had a real positive impact on their community. And be an inspiration for those affected by cancer. So we look for people across the country to nominate people. Our nonprofit partners together make an evaluation about those nominations. And with that, work to recognize people in the local community. So we talked about, you know, this year being in Lodi, Pismo Beach, and Pasadena, and having our breakaway walks, which are approximately about a mile. We also have something there, which is a recognition in terms of a most courageous rider jersey. So each day, the breakaway from cancer champion actually is able to award the breakaway from cancer most courageous rider jersey to a cyclist who best exemplifies the character of those engaged in the fight against cancer. It's not necessarily the fastest or the best cyclist, but it's really the rider that demonstrates courage, sacrifice, you know, inspiration, determination, and perseverance, which we know are all key attributes when you're fighting cancer. So that's another component where we're really linking together the tour with the cycling race and what it takes to fight cancer.
Mm-hmm. And Catherine, I know that you've had a chance to walk in a number of these last year. I had the chance to walk in one with you. Talk to us about what those walks really mean to patients and families, and what being a part of it means to you.
Well, it's nice to see the survivors. You know, it's nice to see them come back out and be a part of this wonderful week, you know, of the Tour of California. And it's such a struggle. I mean, people don't realize unless they've been through it or, you know, seen their family go through it or something. So it's really nice to see the survivors. It's nice to see their families come out and their friends and their supporters. And everybody really band together and walk. And it's just really nice because everybody has such a huge smile on their face. I mean, we're out there walking a mile. It's not crazy. It's just fun and just coming together and really just, you know, being there for these people that have come a long way fighting cancer. So it does mean a lot, and it's a good feeling. And really, everybody should come out and enjoy the bike race and just walk with us.
Well, and we actually posted a picture to our Facebook page, and I happened to be the one to take the picture. I was, you know, following the group of people walking last year, and a mother and a daughter were walking together, and so one had their survivor T-shirt on, and the other had their breakaway T-shirt on, and the daughter reached down and just grabbed the mom's hand, and so the photo is just of the back of them holding hands, walking the race, which just speaks so much. It speaks so much about the experience.
Yeah, that's great. There's definitely a lot of feelings that day and a lot of happiness and a lot of support.
Yep, and we certainly would encourage people to go to breakawayfromcancer.com, and you can see where you can join us for those particular events. But I think equally importantly, you'll find resources that are available to you for the entire year. And as we talked, the breakaway partners are listed there as well as their websites for reference. And we have got to take a quick commercial break, but we will be back for our final segment in just a moment.
Your life, your health, your network. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Cancer. It's a lonely word. Terms I don't understand, choices I never thought I'd have to make. But there is hope and help.
Support from cancer survivors.
Links to research and clinical trials.
Help with finances and access to care.
All behind you at Breakaway from Cancer, created by Amgen to empower cancer patients.
The cancer support community is proud to be a partner of Breakaway from Cancer.
Hi, I'm Nick Nicolaides, President and CEO of Morphotech, and we're delighted to be a sponsor of Cancer Support Community's Frankly Speaking About Cancer series. Morphotech and its parent company, Eisai, are committed to human healthcare, and we recognize that patients and their families are the most important participants in the healthcare process. We salute our global advocacy partners who are devoted to improving the lives of people touched by cancer every day.
People living with breast cancer often find it difficult to ask for help, and many of the people in their lives want to help but don't know how. During National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, Cancer Support Community is proud to support Meal Train, sponsored by Magnolia, which utilizes MealTrain.com, a free shared online calendar to streamline the process of giving and receiving meals for families coping with breast cancer. Help us reach our goal of 1,000 new breast cancer-specific meal trains this October. To learn more, visit MealTrain.com/MMT and enter the code MAGNOLIAB, or visit us at cancersupportcommunity.org. Cancer Support Community is proud to be a partner of Magnolia Meals at Home, a new pilot program that aims to help patients by providing nourishing meals to households affected by breast cancer so loved ones can spend more quality time together. This program is currently available in and around two pilot cities, Andover, Massachusetts, and Woodcliffe Lake, New Jersey. Participants will receive one delivery of meals every month for up to 6 months when enrolled in the program. Each delivery includes up to 7 meals designed to help meet the nutritional needs of people living with breast cancer and 10 meals for family members. This novel program is brought to you by the Eisai Women's Oncology Program, Magnolia. Cancer Care, the Cancer Support Community, and Meals on Wheels Association of America. To find out if you or loved ones are eligible, visit online at www.magnoliameals@home.com or call 617-733-5848.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Frankly Speaking About Cancer with the Cancer Support Community, an inspirational program offering the resources you need to live a better life with cancer. Now here's your host, Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Cancer Support Community.
Welcome back to Frankly Speaking About Cancer. Today's show is sponsored by Amgen, and we are talking about Breakaway from Cancer, which is a year-round set of resources and initiative to raise awareness for people and their families touched by cancer as they think about experiencing their cancer journey and how they might get assistance and support in doing that. And today we are so lucky to be joined by Richard Paulson, who is from Amgen, and he is the Vice President of Marketing with the Oncology Business Unit at Amgen. He's been a great bit of information and a wealth of resources for us. And we're also joined by Catherine Kelly Lang, who is one of the three ambassadors for this year's Breakaway from Cancer initiative, particularly as it is attached to the Amgen Tour of California, which kicks off in just a few days here. Although when the airing of the show will go, we will be right in the middle of it. We will be exactly in the middle of it. So, Richard, as we had talked before, is that we really use the Tour of California as a way to kick off the year-round work of Breakaway from Cancer. I'm just wondering if you might, for the benefit of our listeners, just speak to just each of the partner organizations and at a high level, what is it that they do? And then I will follow up to make sure that our listeners have contact information for those organizations. Why don't you start with the Prevent Cancer Foundation?
Sure, Linda. I mean, broadly, when you look at the overall Breakaway from Cancer initiative, you have to think across the spectrum from prevention through survivorship. Right. So the Prevent Cancer Foundation is really focused on prevention, how to prevent cancer and the importance of screening and early detection. And as many people know you very well, obviously the cancer support community is very focused on support, providing support and education to those who are affected and fighting cancer. The Patient Advocate Foundation is very much focused on reimbursement and helping people manage the financial challenges through looking at financial stability and how to find the right kind of resources around financial support when they're battling cancer. And then, as we mentioned, you know, the oldest survivor-led organization in the country is the National Coalition for Cancer Survivorship, which really focuses on resources and tools and education for those which have survived cancer and the tools to empower people affected by cancer and also to advocate for themselves, as many people who go through the cancer battle want to come back and advocate and help to provide tools and resources and support to others who are going through the same kind of challenge.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think it's worthy to mention that Amgen has done an incredible job creating an environment where these organizations really partner together all year round. So we certainly actually share a space during the Tour of California, whereas we've talked before at each of the stops during the race, people can come out and see us. There's a tent. It's marked very clearly, Breakaway from Cancer. And on site, people can get the resources that you just mentioned.
Yeah, and we encourage everyone to come out. And as we mentioned, coming out and on site in the tent, one of the things we want to do is we want to create the world's largest cancer support team. So when you're on site and you're in the tent, take your picture and repost it, hashtag breakaway, to really show your support for those that are affected by cancer and fighting cancer.
Mm-hmm. And we may even invite them to bring a sign if they want to bring bring a special message to someone that they want to include in the picture. And I believe that there are pictures from last year on the Breakaway website in case anyone wants to go take a look at those.
There are, and it's absolutely magical. And I think Catherine touched on it earlier. You know, during the Breakaway walk or in the pictures, seeing people with signs, with shirts, and everything, which is really helping people recognize and talk to their own personal battle and engagement they've had in fighting cancer.
Mm-hmm. And Richard, something that I have noticed throughout the year is that the Amgen employees stay engaged with Breakaway, and they are involved in the activities of Breakaway throughout the entire year. So can you speak a little bit about what Breakaway has meant to the Amgen employees and the ways in which they do that?
Yeah, I think for all the Amgen staff, I mean, everyone at Amgen is very focused on, you know, improving people's lives. And as a biotech company, each and every employee, every day we're here, that's what we want to do. And Breakaway from Cancer has allowed us to do something in addition to what we do in finding and developing, innovative medicines. It's allowed us to engage in many ways to help raise resources and financial support. Many people actually volunteer in a number of the different support community activities we have, even locally here in our own headquarters. And around the country, people have engaged in many different fundraising initiatives, which link into the Breakaway from Cancer, to help in their own local communities to put resources and support back in. So that's something which, the Amgen employees are incredibly proud to be able to do, and it allows us to ensure that we're really being involved in helping people with the right kind of supports and education that they need when they're fighting cancer.
Mm-hmm. And I love the Master Recycling team. And they do such a nice job being ambassadors for the program.
Yeah, they're absolutely amazing. I mean, they get out and they race the whole tour as well. They go a little bit earlier than the professionals, but they do that whole race, and they get out and they raise money, and they put that money back into our four nonprofit partners, which allows them to obviously offer more resources and support to patients all year long across the U.S.
And we really appreciate them doing that for us. Catherine, I want to bring you back in. And I know that you're relatively new to the Breakaway family. This is, I think, your second year being involved. So tell us, what is your favorite part of Breakaway and the tour?
Oh, gosh, favorite part. Well, that's hard to say. I mean, it's just all so wonderful. Really, it's great being there at the tour. It's great, being a fan of cycling and triathlons and all that stuff. I, of course, love to watch the physical aspect, and it's a lot of fun. It brings a lot of people out, and then doing the Breakaway Mile with the cancer survivors and their families and their supporters, it's really very special, and it's really a great day. I mean, well, besides that, and the whole week is fabulous if you can make it to different parts of the tour. And this year I'll be able to make it to more days, so I'm really excited about that. And I'll be able to see more, and I'll probably be able to give you more feedback. But it's a great group of people, Breakaway from Cancer. The organizations are the really hardworking people. It's an important cause, and it's just great to be involved. I'm really happy to be an ambassador for this organization.
Well, and I know that you mentioned earlier ways that you support Breakaway throughout the year. Do you want to just kind of recap those for our listeners in case they want to support you or participate in what you're doing?
Yeah, sure. I was mentioning that we do make a special caftan and a couple of special bracelets just for Breakaway Cancer. And all of those proceeds go straight to Breakaway and the four organizations with Amgen. And then also, just all the companies that I work with that I have, the Catherine Kelly Lang Caftan and Kelly's Closet and different clothing lines, and also we have a Prosecco line coming out. And all of those, we have always a percentage of profits go to Breakaway Cancer. So we're always trying to raise money for Breakaway in different ways. I mean, we have some ideas that we're trying to think about. Also, I would love to something with triathlons or marathons and raise money for Breakaway as well. We'll see if we can try to organize that. But in any way possible, I try to bring some money into the organization so that they can help.
Well, and as we talked in one of the previous segments, I love the work that you do on social media. And maybe you could share with our listeners your Twitter handle, because that's a nice way to also get updates on Breakaway and information on where they could find resources.
Mm-hmm. My Twitter handle is @CatherineKellyL, and I am on there every day, pretty much all day, all throughout the day. And I also have an Instagram account, so I post pictures, and we'll be posting pictures from the tour and from the Breakaway Mile this year and things like that, and also Facebook. So I have a Facebook page, Catherine Kelly Lang. And I do a lot of chatting there. I do a lot of show a lot of pictures and keeping people up to date with what I'm doing as well for Breakaway for Cancer. So they could check out any of those places.
Great, thank you. And also mention the co-ambassadors, Richard, as well. So you've mentioned that we have also Joan London and Patrick Dempsey. And I know that they also are pretty active on social media and helping to spread the word.
Yeah, I think both obviously, Patrick, Joan, as well as Catherine, are incredibly active in helping to spread the word. And what I would encourage everybody is, you know, on Sunday, May 17th, stage 8 of the race, LA Live to Pasadena. That's where we're going to be having our Meet the Champions event and our breakaway walk, which is really in celebration of our 10th anniversary, 10 national breakaway from cancer champions. And so we encourage everyone to come out and take part when we're in our event on Sunday, May 17th. And you can look to the details of that by going to breakawayfromcancer.com or the AmgenTourofCalifornia.com.
Great, thank you. And before we close, I just want to also ask you, or I guess I'm asking, is will there be information following the tour on Breakaway from Cancer? So if people, you know, happen to miss the tour, they can't catch us at one of the tents, can they go to Breakaway and get information about the tour, what happened during the tour, see photos of the tour, and then more importantly, receive information and resources that they might need?
They can, yeah. So all year round, the breakawayfromcancer.com website is up and running and tons of new information. And people can also link into our four nonprofit partners, which do a great job providing resources and support online, as well as obviously through their own network of support. And also we encourage people to look at the Amgen Tour of California. I believe there's also an app for it they can download, and they can track their favorite racers and keep track of what's happening during the race.
Great, thank you. Catherine, I want to give you a last word. Is there anything that you would like our listeners to think about as we close the show today?
One phrase that comes to mind is nobody should have to fight cancer alone. And with Breakaway from Cancer, this organization, you will never feel like that. And so many people are touched by cancer that this I'm sure everybody could relate to. So please go to breakawayfromcancer.com and read more and find out more and try to come out to the Tour of California. Be fun. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your love and your encouragement. And we will see everybody soon.
Great. Thank you. Richard, any last word?
No. I would just like to actually echo Catherine and to encourage everyone to get out and see the live centers that we have and getting involved in the tents. Take your picture. Because again, we want to build the world's largest cancer support team. Repost it, hashtag breakaway, and get out and enjoy a great event as we go over 700 miles across this beautiful state of California.
Great, thank you. Richard and Catherine, I'd like to thank you both for being with us today and for telling our listeners about all the different aspects of the Tour of California, Breakaway from Cancer, and the role that Amgen continues to play in making sure that there are resources available to patients and their families as they are facing their particular cancer journey. As listeners, if you would like to learn more about Breakaway from Cancer, please visit the website, which is breakawayfromcancer.com. You will find all kinds of information there, not only about our partner organizations, Prevent Cancer, Patient Advocate Foundation, and the National Coalition for Cancer Survivorship, but there is links to all of our websites, including the CSC website. There's also information about the tour, and you can see pictures and resources from past years of the tour. So please join that, and that will be available before, during, and long after the tour ends later this month. If you are in California, we would really love to see you at one of the stages of the Amgen Tour of California. So please visit that website and see where our tents will be and come out and visit us. I will personally be there for a number of those particular events. If you have an idea for an episode of Frankly Speaking About Cancer, we invite all of our listeners to share with us any topics you would like to hear. Please send your ideas to news@cancersupportcommunity.org. The Cancer Support Community provides a multitude of in-person, online, and over-the-phone support services. If you or someone you know is faced with a cancer diagnosis, you do not have to do it alone, as we've talked here today. More information about our particular programs are available at www.cancersupportcommunity.org, where you can find a location near you or learn more about resources available to you as you go through your cancer journey. Our toll-free helpline, I mentioned at the beginning of the show, we'll mention again here, is 888-793-9355. And there you can speak with a licensed mental health professional Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Until next time, be well, do well, live well.
Thank you for joining us for Frankly Speaking About Cancer with your host, Kim Tibaldo. We're here for you every Tuesday afternoon at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. In the meantime, stay connected online at cancersupportcommunity.org. That's cancersupportcommunity.org.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.